Coming up on this episode of Small Studio Sessions, winners of the 2017 NPR's Tiny Desk Contest, Tank and the Bangas.
Hey, you guys, I'm Tank from Tank and the Bangas, and this is our Small Studio Session. Enjoy.
Support for Small Studio comes from Sun King Brewing.
Of a woman. I'm all vines and wild thing. I'm all attitude and pretty face, pretty face, pretty face. I'm all eight wall. I'm all ironing boards and extension cords. I'm all Canal Street and lakefront. I'm all of these things. Daiquiris and Tume. I'm probably the only person that know how to pronounce Chapatulas. I'm very so pretty, so New Orleans. I'm all Eightwall. I'm all daiquiris and pralines. Music Street. Things that I've learned. Things that I'll never forget. I'm me. That's all I'll need. Me.
Me. In New Orleans. Me. In New Orleans.
I'm off Farina grits and commodity cheese. I'm off Galvez, I'm off Orleans. I see somebody randomly on a porch and I say, hey cousin, when she's not even my cousin. I'm boo loving on the lake when it is dark and I have found my place.
I found my place. I did.
Me.
You're in love with me, and I'm in love with you.
to make Canal Street bourbon French maize for rose and
the dishes while she makes my brother lazy and distant. I'm moving at 18.
Fast forward 10 years later, it's the same routine, and I'm complaining, catching buzz like it's a brand new thing.
I want everything and anything. The clothes in a basket or a hummy truck. My life is funny as what? Like who's who that cup? That's my luck. I end up famous and blunt, rolling a block, turned down while everyone is busy turning up.
Hey, man, everyone is busy turning up.
Everybody busy.
I know.
That was the end.
That's all I got. And next, we have an interview with Tank and the Bangas from WFYI's Kyle Long.
I'm Tariana Tank Ball of Tank and the Bangas.
I am Norman Spence of Tank and the Bangas.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Josh. I'm with Tank and the Bangas, too.
Thank you all for being here. That was an incredible performance, and it's an honor to meet you all.
Thank you.
Likewise. Likewise. Thank you.
Obviously, public radio has been a big part of your story. You won the Tiny
NPR
Tiny Desk Contest. You're here with us today at public radio. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of public radio in introducing your music to a larger audience?
I think that it changed our lives, for sure. We were always doing this. We always were doing this. But everyone said that we just needed the right platform so that people could see what we do. And that's what NPR did for us. We didn't know that it would be so huge for us, but it really changed the direction of our lives and in the best possible way. Yeah, it's
absolutely
important.
And then, about the public radio part, man, NPR specifically is like the underground central. I found out about so many new artists through Tiny Desk, or even saw a new side of so many artists. Oh my goodness!
Oh yeah, because you get to strip it on down,
you strip
and just
it down,
listen
and it's
to nothing
like, wait,
but what they
this
do,
is how they
and you
with
get
it.
To see how they really feel about their music, how creative and how they can really make it change into something else, man. The fun part was us actually stripping down this huge band into this small acoustic thing that we did over there. It was like a whole nother vibe, man.
It really was. Cool. Yeah. That was the laid back us for everybody that don't know.
Everybody goes and sees
that. Like, laid back, really?
And then they come and see it and they're like, oh my God. And I'm like, yeah, it's cool, right? No? No?
You liked it?
Yes.
No? Yes?
You're weird.
Well, guess what? You too.
You're weird, too.
Yeah, I think that's why we're all sitting together right now. Ooh. They're laughing at us. They got cameras pointed at us because we're weird.
And you all come from one of the most beautiful and culturally rich places in the world, New Orleans, Louisiana. You're from Baltimore?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But nobody
it's culturally
cares.
Rich, and the talent up there is ridiculous. And shout
nobody
out to BMO.
But
as far as the culture goes, New Orleans got a lot
ask
of
ask him how long he been in New Orleans,
how
though.
How long have you been in New
Orleans? 10 years, and exactly. No, I ain't moving back.
Right. See what I'm saying?
I'm not moving back.
So why he throws that out all the time?
Because I have to.
Yeah.
I love you, Baltimore.
He love it. Hey, that's his stomping you. Grounds.
That's
ain't nothing wrong with
my
that.
Hometown.
But never forget who shaped you.
Baltimore.
Baltimore may have made you, but New Orleans shaped you. You heard me.
Tank is high.
Tank don't get high.
No more.
I'm sorry, that is a song from our upcoming album, Green Balloon.
Which is
dropping
available
May 3rd.
May 3rd. Shameless plug.
Totally shameless.
Shameless.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry, Kyle.
No, you're fine, man. Tank, you just performed this beautiful piece of poetry that captures the essence of this city in a profound and extraordinary way. Tell me what this city has given to you as musicians, New Orleans.
Wow, what is given to you? It gave you originality,
freedom,
creativity,
spirit and drive,
art, spirit, performance, you know, soul.
I got a lot of creativity just watching cats on Frenchman Street, watching cats do their thing on the street, man.
On the street, like, more than even
like, no, I mean, like, I really know. I'm saying, like, I got a lot
shout
of
out
it
to Ray.
In
Harmony
like,
Project.
Going to watch people do their things in clubs and stuff. I'd catch people on the street, but the people in the clubs used to always make me, like, how'd they do that? How'd they do that? And I always pay attention to, like, a lot of musicians and how they moved and how they grooved and everything like that. So it gave me a lot of that. And then the creativity part, it was just, like, it was always there on the slick side. So it was just being open enough and having people trust enough to allow me to use it and use it with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I want to say also one thing in New Orleans that I know specifically that I've seen and I appreciate big time. Like, you know, growing up on the East Coast, there's a lot of talent up there between Baltimore. I mean, between D.C., Virginia. I don't want to exclude nobody. The Carolinas all the way up, straight up. And it's super talent, you know, but it's just almost just note sometimes, not so much soul. Now, when I went to New Orleans, it wasn't a lot of what I'm going to call super talent. Like, for instance, Small, one of the best keyboard players I know is his brother. Straight up, I don't know nobody that's really there with it. And I mean, there's some very talented cats down there. But soul and the delivery, the spirit behind the notes, like, is there. It's a lady named Doreen Ketchin. She played this clarinet, like, I ain't never heard nobody give that much soul and spirit into that. Jelly, for instance. She's singing and not just singing, but she pushing all her soul out. Tank, same thing. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, you don't see that everywhere. People scared to do that everywhere else because you want to be cool. But in New Orleans, you free.
Bro,
they bring it hard.
They got a spot right now in
even
New
when it's
Orleans
not a lot
that
of
be popping on Wednesday nights. And if you go over there on Wednesday nights, you'll
don't tell
see
nobody, though.
A whole lot of talent, bro. You'll see.
That's what we did with Frenchmen and not Gentrified. Don't even tell nobody.
No, real talk, though, man. Real talk. If you go out there, man, you'll see so much unheard of talent, bro. So much raw potential and everything.
Hit up my inbox if you
want
to know where it's at.
Hit
up. I ain't telling everybody no more.
And if you buy houses, you put up them "we buy houses" signs. We're not talking to you.
Y'all stupid, man. Y'all funny.
Is it intimidating walking into those traditions as a young musician? Your drummer, Zig Modalist, is one of my heroes from the Meters. This man created revolutionary rhythms that changed the world.
Yeah,
is
it? It's not intimidating at all. First of all, because when I started, I was very, very, I didn't know anybody. And I didn't know the history. So I learned a lot of history as I went along. And they were like, yo, you remind me of this cat. You know who that is? And I'm like, nah. You know who that is? And I was like, nah. And I'm like, you're giving me new things to look up. You're giving me new things to find creativity from. So it's like, I was always in a box to myself, and I came up with everything on my own, just being up here like, what if I did this? And either it worked or it didn't. And if it worked, I honed it. And if it didn't, I fixed it so that it would work. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, it was never really paying attention to those cats on a drummer level to be like, I want to do what he just did. So, it was always like kind of up here and weird.
Got it. And a lot of the work we do at this station and radio and television is telling the story and the history of the city of Indianapolis. And Tank, you have a unique connection to this city. And this city formed you in a way from what I've read and heard in interviews. Do you want to talk about your connection to Indianapolis and how you happened to come here first?
Well, people would think that, oh, you must have just started driving and never stopped. You know, like, who comes from New Orleans to Indianapolis? Actually, my family did. My Aunt Gloria came out here and my cousin Alexia, and they told us, you know, while we were going through, you know, basically escaping the storm, come up here. You know, we have housing for you and people that will treat you real kind. And we drove all the way up here with our grandparents and our family, and that's exactly what we got. We lived in a space where you know, they had a fully furnished apartment for all of us. And then there was this room that you go to at night where they're just full of clothes that people from Indianapolis just donated to us. And me and my sister would go there every night and just surf through all the clothes looking for clothes to wear because we obviously didn't have any. And I just met beautiful people. It reminded me, I was like, I need friends. I don't have any. So I need to put my personality right here because I need friends. And that's how I met so many people. They were at the show like last night. So just as much as they had an impact on me, I must have had something on them because, man, that was just the most worst, best year of my life because I was able to meet so many people. You know, I mean, who wants to be separated from their home their senior year? But I needed it because without Indianapolis, I wouldn't be the artist I am. Because although New Orleans will open you up to all these things, in the public schools, you still feel like you want to blend in as much as you can just so someone won't pick on you. I didn't feel that here. I felt cool to be myself.
You graduated from Pike High School, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Core 40, yeah. Yes. Big old class. You don't know nothing. Shut up.
Were you making music during your time in Indianapolis?
I was more poems.
Poems?
Because I was going through so much inside. I wrote a lot because, you know, I was so sad. I used to cry so much. You know. Shut up, you don't know anything.
She still cries, y'all. She still cries.
I know your grandparents went up there with y'all.
Thank God, man. Come on, I can't go nowhere without my mama and papa. My grandmother died here, too. Mm. And my grandfather.
Where'd
it's
you
crazy.
Stay at, if you don't mind me asking? What part of town?
Well, my God.
What apartment buildings?
I know I stayed. The crazy part is I can't even much think about it that much. I think it was Circle something. Because it was so long ago. Circle Center, Cypress, something. Mm. But I know I was close to Pike High School. That's crazy.
It wasn't Cover Bridge apartments.
It was Cover
it?
Bridge. Yeah. How you know? Yeah. What the hell going on with you?
You live there right now.
How do you know that?
I'm in your old room.
I'm
no, that's where a lot of people were
Cover Bridge.
When they came up here,
I know it started with a C.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Shout out to Cover Bridge.
Because they covered you.
They
was a bridge over
right
troubled
now,
waters.
That was a blessed word you just did. Yes, they covered, yeah, they covered my entire family.
And right now, this idea of the fate of displaced people is a huge political football, right? We hear about people who've been displaced by economics, war, environmental disaster, being turned into villains and blocked and banned and building walls, et cetera. What did going through that experience of being displaced from your home, how did that kind of shape you, and how do you view these issues now, having experienced that to some degree in your own life?
Just that, you know, when people are escaping from home, they called us refugees a lot, and we weren't. We were literally, you know, people that was running to safety, but we were, you know, obviously Americans, and they try to separate that. And but what's always first is that people should remember before American, before refugee, before evacuee is human, person first. And that way you can take care of everyone and love them and treat them with the same care that you would, you know, someone that is supposedly American. You treat them human first. And that way we all can come together and take care of each other like we're supposed to when we are displaced.
Thank you for sharing that. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Yeah. Last night was the first time I'd seen you perform live. You played at the Old National
Center.
You were
there.
I was there. And I was shocked because I'd seen, you know, I've listened to your Think Tank. I've seen you on Tiny Desk. And it's this jazzy, soulful vibe. And you come out like Parliament Funkadelic, just like banging.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it just blew me back.
Tell
me about how you put that live show together.
I'm glad people compare us to them.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's exactly the
feeling. Especially when you actually open for them.
Yeah.
Oh, when we open for them.
When was the festival?
First of all, I always heard people, oh, you got to see George Clinton. You got to see him. But when I saw him, it was a spiritual experience that I did not expect. And the funk took over me. The funk? What? I'll go,
and we was on the side of the stage. We weren't even getting in front of the house. But side of the stage was crazy. I was
howling.
I still got
that's
the video screaming on it.
Flashlight.
And then they called us out on stage to dance with them at the
end. There was a woman sitting next to me that said, I've been following them for years. You should have saw them in their day. This is nothing. I've been following them for years. Just a fan woman who's been following them for years. And I understood why people are crazy about these people, because it's an experience. And if anybody compares us to giving them an experience the way I felt that, then I'm on the right path. We're on the right
path.
We're making people feel
facts
something, and that's
I don't know
important.
How we doing what we're doing, but we're a work in progress in our eyes, straight up. But if they taking anything like that from us, thank God, that is cool.
He loves.
I got records at the crib. Not going to let it go. I'm stuck.
The original mothership is here, by the way, in Indianapolis. They have a museum that's built around it, but it's probably closed today. But yeah, next time, you got to check it out. Yeah.
We got to buy the mothership. You know that we're going to use on stage.
You're the musical director, right? Did you put that band together?
Actually, he put the band together.
Yeah. Did you put that band
together?
So he brought the band.
He brings everybody in. Anybody can play instrument. Come on to our rehearsal. Like, what?
What was the kind of philosophy behind putting this sound together that I heard last night?
Well, I got to tell you, I pick members, you know, as far as arrangements go. This guy to my right with the yellow jacket is
me?
No, the jacket is
yellow. You said my yellow jacket? Okay.
I like your jacket, but it's not yellow. It's brown. But nah, Josh is the MD, and he does the arrangements, and he organized. He said, this song gonna go right here, and we're going to go into it like this, and then you're going to do this. It get beat, and then he said, I'm going to count it off in a bow.
But his favorite thing is to say, that was wrong, do it again.
Do it again. From the top. From the top. But I love it.
From the top, do it again.
I love you. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Pay attention.
You say from the top, and then boom, when that thing roll around again, you do not want to be the one out of the 14 people in that room to mess it up the next time.
Because he'll say, everybody look at you like you stupid. And you'll be like, oh, for real, bro? We about to
run it back.
All right, that's what's up.
And then when it's you better say my bad. Hey, bro, it ain't no tyrant. He a tyrant, but it ain't no tyrant, you know?
Yeah, yeah, both, right, at the same time.
I'm telling you, man, but to do what we doing, bro, it's like a level of perfection that I always saw here. And when I see these cats, I see all the potential for that and more. So, I mean, if I push them that hard, bro, it's because I always see the potential for better and the potential for more. Like, especially when we know that this isn't the spot that we want to stop at. When we see ourselves in another place, it's literally keeping the mindset of how we gonna get there. And it's a lot of focus and a lot of prayer and really a lot of trial and error. Because I like listen to some of the old arrangements we did back in the day, and it makes me laugh sometimes. I'm like, man, I can't believe
we've grown
that.
A lot.
We grow every year, though.
Yeah. And we grow every day. We grow every day.
It's a daily thing. And like listening to some of them, it's very...
It hurts sometimes.
Some of them are very funny, and some of them are like, man, we should expound on that right there, because that was like killing right there.
Some of us are like, yeah, let's bring that back.
Yeah. And some of it's like,
oh, let's leave it.
It's really just kind of, for me, it was knowing that I wanted to sound bigger than bass, keys, and drums. Because a lot of times, like I said, you go into clubs and you hear that experience, like brass bands and horns. And even there, they're like, let's get a keyboard player and expand the sound. And it's like, to me, I always wanted this bigger sound. At the same time, I always wanted to do something so small and acoustic and very just intimate. So it was
always
trying.
Those are my two favorite things. Big shows and acoustic ones, you know? Those two favorite shows. Why are you laughing?
And I see bigger, too. Like, it's pieces that we missing that I feel like we almost need.
I'm telling you, I was telling
almost need, but it's like right now we just hit with it.
I was like, man.
We need some trombone.
We should have dancers. And she was like, no, there's no way we're going to have.
Just a couple of strings on deck, you know?
They were like,
that's going to take us to
another. We need some dancers. I'm like, finally, yes, now let's do this and this and this and this. And it just kind of goes everywhere. So it's like being allowed to have that kind of creativity with them is one of the most amazing feelings in the world. But it also took a lot of learning, and it took a lot of sitting behind somebody that you had to be that person for. I wasn't always an MD. Like before the MD of this band, he was like the MD.
Yeah, I was MDing for this band and another band, but I was MDing for the other band first. So I was like, you know, if I'm gonna be responsible, and I know I got too much on my plate, maybe I need to share the load. Well, I was like, here, Josh, you got a lot. Because you know we doing stuff and he's shouting ideas. I'm like, okay, he can handle it.
In the middle of the show.
Yeah, I was like, yo,
we were on a break of a show, and he was like, let's go to the back right quick. I wanna talk, yo, blah 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 blah. And we went back there with him, the MD, and came out with me, the MD. And it was very, very funny.
Yeah, you know, because it was a real conversation. I couldn't juggle. But the funny part, so I passed the reins, and then not too long after, that other chick fired me.
Stupid.
Boy, you dumb.
She fired me and Merle. Me, we was both playing with her. And she couldn't handle me playing with another artist.
You probably don't want to say who that is, dude.
I won't.
Okay, I'm going to look it up later.
I won't. But no, facts of life, though. You know, and everything happened for a reason. Yeah. But I wasn't supposed to be attached to that band. I was in other bands before that band. And this is where I was supposed to be. That band led me to this. She featured at an open mic. Here. That's why I met Tank and Josh on the same night.
And we wasn't even together. I was out there with my boy Jordan, who was like, man, you should come play for this because I'm about to stop playing for it. I was like, really?
I was there with Shorty like, just because she was featuring it. And Tank, I don't know what she was doing there. She was just there being Tank.
Yeah. Doing it.
Getting the free food. Getting church on Sundays.
It's so cool, bro.
And before y'all go, Tank, I want to ask about your lyrics, right? Your incredible lyrics. You have this knack for taking these kind of simple, universal themes from pop culture, the Brady Bunch, shopping at Walmart, and weaving these poetic tales that are intimate and complex. I'm curious if that's like a formula you kind of like look for things to kind of that everyone can kind of relate to and you expand it, or is this just all inspiration?
Tank is crazy.
She
really
does not look. We're gonna answer gonna this for you.
Tank is crazy. I know you're talking.
I'm gonna see what y'all say, but I'll answer myself.
She about to tell us the very very philosophical.
She's trying
answer,
to be deep,
but the
real is, Tank been talking to herself her whole
head,
life. She has
out.
So many personalities.
Exactly.
Look, it's not out of hand. She's not medicated.
I'm
not saying she should be because it's working for us.
Yo, the truth is, that stuff comes out of nowhere. The place that I'm going to tell you this. There's a song, a poem on Think Tank. That's Call Hands is one of the most beautiful poems I heard. When she did it, it was like, wow, where'd that come from? I was sitting down and then I just started paying attention to people's hands. And
people
I was like,
holding
what?
Hands.
Where'd that come from? But you're weird enough to sit down and watch people hold hands for
hours.
At
the lake front?
Riverwalk.
Riverwalk.
And sit there and watch people hold hands for hours. That's not regular. It's kind of creepy, just a little weird. But the place that came from in such a pure and honest and, you know what I'm saying, innocent place, it was like you found these words to say. And it's like, yo, you didn't practice. Like, that's not on purpose. That's God.
Straight up. Go listen to Hands. The perspective on there is crazy. She shows like four or five different dynamics. Probably three or four. Couples. Four or five. Yeah, but it's couples. And it's they walking together and it's hot. You see, she paid attention to their, she read their whole relationship based on how they held hands.
And this is how you view their relationships. This is how you view relationships. This is how you view interactions with people. This is how you view couples. This is how you view humans. You know what I'm saying? And to me, it was like, it's something very unique. Like, you don't see that nowhere. People could put poems together. People know A plus B equals C all day. But this is a whole nother kind of formula, man. This is a whole nother thing.
Yeah, she's a weird one.
Now, what do you really think?
Oh, my. First of all, I mean, I don't even know what else to say after they
exactly,
said all that.
Because I knew
but,
he was right.
But I will say it is part just regular, oh, I found that interesting myself personally. I'm going to write about that. And the other half is I would love to talk about something that everybody does. To me, a lot of people go to Walmart. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's pretty universal to me. And everyone has seen an ant before, you know, and taking something so small and regular in the world and expounding on it and making like it cool.
Boxes. That's crazy.
You've already said that before.
She basically says, I could have been everything that's good for you in food. You know, everything food-wise that's good for you, I could have been all of this. First of all, how you going to be soup? How you going to be? How you could have been meat and vegetables and greens?
You ain't hungry.
You saying, dang, you.
These guys are crazy. This is what
okay,
I'm crazy.
Okay, so
they
I'm
weird.
Crazy, but she meat. Peas, greens, and vegetables for a guy.
We're crazy. But she came up with all those lyrics. So who's the craziest?
If y'all heard some of the voice recordings we got.
They the craziest. They the weird ones.
If you heard some of the voice recordings we got for creativity, you know, to work with, she like, she sent us a voice recording. And I'm like, wait. So we got to put it in a key, and then we got it, because it's coming out our brain so fast, she ain't even like, she just trying to pump it out.
The last song we did, the Brady's joint, nah, 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 nah. Hey, go listen to that on Think Tank and see what it sounded like.
Whole nother thing.
That was that song, you know, for Brady's.
It's definitely a whole
But just
change.
To conduce it, it all literally is part inspiration, part, you know, purposefully looking for something that is a part of everyday life.
Yeah, man.
That's guy.
And your new album, Green Balloon. I know Robert Glasper's on this record, right?
Yeah, man.
Alex Osley's on this record.
We didn't want many features, but the ones that we wanted were the ones that we got.
It was so beautiful. Look, I was looking
such
for
an honor working with them cast,
we was looking for Robert Glasper for over a year. And I was like, I want him on this one record. That was it.
The and one she, that got it was when we did the show, I believe, with
NPR
Common,
thing?
Another
the
NPR,
NPR
show. So
yeah,
NPR
show.
NPR just changes
and
our lives, connects people,
we're
you know what I'm
back.
Saying? We
were
Common.
In the back, and we were just
Common,
chilling.
But no,
and she walks up to me and she says,
it was Common.
Jay, you should just go ask him at this point.
Bilal.
And I was, yeah.
Nah, that's
was,
a different
was,
one.
No, that was the actual show.
That was
the
10-year anniversary.
Oh, I'm talking about a different one, you guys. Oh. The one that Common was at. Because after we did that show, that's when Robert's manager actually was like, we're going to connect this thing together.
Yeah.
South by.
That joint. But before that, we were at the anniversary.
The 10-year anniversary.
And we sitting in the back chilling, and I said, man, he sit right there. I said, I want him on that record so bad. And she sits there. She's like, you should go just tell him. I was like, you right. Come on, let's go tell him. I went there. He was like, what's up, man? I said, yo, I want to work with you on a track, bro. It's already, like, I just want to work with you. He was like, yeah, I want to work with y'all too, man. What's up? Let's get it done. I'm like, yes.
He is weird. Oh, he's crazy.
It was amazing. But the track, man, the track is incredible, and her vocals on it are amazing. His soloing was just phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
Bro.
Just
the
so
work that we
just
did on that one,
so
it just,
another
it was
opportunity
touching.
To thank NPR for such divine
thank
connections.
You, thank you. Y'all said it would change our life.
And it did. That's what Bob Boylan kept telling us.
And I have a suggestion.
He was right.
You've been calling it National Public Radio all these years.
Call it International.
International Public
Radio. Call it International.
Everybody knows about it.
We go everywhere and they like.
That's how they know.
I saw your little desk. I saw your little table concert.
I saw you
on NPR.
Your little desk.
I'm like, oh my goodness.
The little one.
Your little desk, you know.
A tiny table.
Bruh, it's
everywhere.
Overseas, that's tiny man, table at this concert. Point, bro. Everybody has like watched that show. We love the Anderson .Paak one. We
Anderson
love the T-Pain one. We love the Tyler the Creator one. And we love yours so much. It's like, oh man. Wow. It's so amazing to see the platform that they created. Just it literally brings this kind of music to everybody, man.
Yes, that's
and
it's y'all
get
the underground
favorite artists.
Like,
yeah. Get your favorite artists like to do that and you know, you get your favorite. You get to see your favorite artist up close
Which
and personal.
Which one touched you
like
the most?
That. It's hard to say, but one of my first ones I saw was Leon Lavis.
Yeah, bro.
And that was great.
My first one was T-Pain.
And my first one was Anderson.
He said he had the auto tune in his pocket.
Yeah. it was watching people do such beautiful, delicate things with their music that made it so exciting for us too. It was like, let's see how we're gonna do this because we got to bring us to the table. We got to bring her to the table, and we got to have a little bit of everything, man.
And the monitor situation is limited, so we got to play real soft and quiet.
We got to show you what we is.
We got to chill.
Yeah, man. Dynamics.
Dynamics. Dynamic dynamics.
Thank you all for being here. It was a pleasure and honor to meet you and hear you play, so thank you so much.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
Support for Small Studio comes from Sun King Brewing.